a case of suicide. The vessel, which is docked off Portland in Dorset, is used to house migrants. It's already had problems, including when Legionella bacteria was discovered in the water supply earlier this year. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says this is tragic.
My human instinct is, of course, with the individual who's lost his or her life and the family and friends of that individual who will be absolutely grieving.
Ahead of a big vote later, Rishi Sunak is trying to avoid a damaging rebellion by some on the right wing of his party. 29 Conservative MPs going against him could be enough to defeat a bill to set up the Rwanda asylum scheme. Some of them don't think it's strong enough, while politicians are now debating the plans in the Commons. Here's Home Secretary James Cleverly.
The new treaty that I signed last week with Rwanda and the bill that accompanies it are game-changing.
Elsewhere, three teenagers have been killed following a collision between a bus and a car in Coedeli in South Wales. Two others have life-threatening injuries and an investigation's underway. Rail managers have voted to strike in their dispute over on-call working. Members of the TSSA union at ScotRail have backed taking industrial action, saying they haven't spoken to bosses in over a year. A football club president who punched a referee to the ground at a top-flight game in Turkey has been arrested. Professional football in the country has been suspended indefinitely. And real UK wages are growing at their highest pace since September 2021. Figures also show the rate of unemployment was unchanged in the 3 months to October. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Kat. I should have looked at my own weather forecast. I left home, but it was sunny, and came into torrential rain. I hadn't got a coat. Anyway, apparently we should have occasional sunny intervals, and showery outbreaks are likely to continue until early evening when they'll dry out. We can expect a top temperature of 12 today and an overnight low of 7. Tomorrow is expected to be largely overcast with a risk of drizzle and a high of 8. We can expect outbreaks of mainly light rain on Thursday, but Friday should be sunny before the cloud returns for the weekend. And as for temperatures, well, we're looking at 7 on Thursday and Friday and 11 over the weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Where did the time go when we were younger? We weren't alone 'cause we had each other. We had so much, growing up wasn't hard. But now we're slowly drifting apart. Can you hear the voices out loud? We want so much, but we stay proud. We were just kids in the cities that we loved. Happy enough to wish up to the stars. We laughed, we sang down for the world we made. Always ready for the next bright day. We were kings of the cities that we lived in forever and ever. I could find a bad day. No matter the troubles that would get in my way. But as you get older, things can get tougher and it's hard to take. please take me back to the good old days. Can you hear the voices out loud? We want too much, but we stay proud. We were just kids in the cities that we love. Now I need you more, I can't back down. I need you now, I need you more, I can't back down. I need you now, I need you more, I can't back down.
Can you hear the voices out? We want too much, but we stay proud. We were just kids in the cities that we love.
Jacob Reddy there, and Kings, and it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. First off, of course, I must express a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guest John Brandler for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. Now, sadly, Michelle won't be here tomorrow, but the star that is Keith Rogers will be sitting in manfully for her tomorrow. On this show today, we're going to be reporting on the police chasing a forklift truck stolen by a 12-year-old boy through an American town. And of course, being a Tuesday, I'm going to be joined once more by Margaret Mills, who's going to be revealing all about an Essex cricketer of old with the Welsh-sounding name of Hugh Glendower Palmer Owen. So to find out more, make sure you're tuned in at around 2:30. But right now, let's kick things off musically with Take That, or Opening the Windows.
Place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. All blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you feel the
The new one from Take That, that's Windows. And this very evening there's a Christmas concert which has been organised by the Billericay Choral Society. It's taking place at the Manual Church, 66 to 68 Laindon Road in Billericay. And it all starts at 8 p.m. and they'll be featuring music including Bob Chilcott's Christmas Oratorio and a new version of the Christmas Story along with other festive music. Tickets are priced at £10 in advance. You'll have to be quick if you want to get those, or £12 this very evening. And you can get more details, of course, by going to the website, all the W's, billericaychoral.co.uk. That's billericaychoral.co.uk. If you missed any information, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events. And now we can join Zoe for sunshine on a rainy day. Well, let's hope we do get some.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonny Gold.
And heaven have a one man. Everything.
Now, from a few years ago, that was the Spinners and Rubber Band Man. Now, here's a story about a 12-year-old boy who pinched a Genie GTH 636 telehandler forklift truck, and he then led police on an hour-long chase at breathtaking speeds of between 15 and 20 miles an hour through the Michigan town of Ann Arbor. Well, of course, he was driving a forklift truck, so they weren't going too fast. It seems that the lad had climbed aboard the vehicle outside Forsyth Middle School at around 6:45 p.m. last Saturday night, and using the key found in the cab, that was careless, set off without any lights through the streets, careering into at least 10 parked cars.
Wow!
Yeah, well, however, one witness did say that one of the cars he hit may have been due to his being blinded by police shining a bright light directly into his field of vision. And a number of people were actually impressed by his driving skills. With emergency lights and sirens blaring, police set off in pursuit of the £35,000 erratically driven vehicle, urging the boy to pull over. Police had to temporarily withdraw from the chase when the boy drove across the M14 highway, after which deputies from the office of the Washtenaw County Sheriff took over. Luckily, no one was injured in the incident, and once the boy had come to a halt just before 8 p.m, he was unceremoniously pulled from the vehicle and placed in a juvenile detention centre. The police department added that the incident remains an active and ongoing criminal investigation. So just for him, here's the bolly Bobby Fuller 4. Full of four, and I fought the law, and the law won. There's a surprise.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's hope that you won't find any out-of-control forklift trucks to avoid. Anyway, the A12 London-bound is blocked in the roadworks between Junction 26 at Stanway and Junction 25 for the A120 after an accident involving four vehicles, none of which I think were a forklift truck. And the traffic is slow all the way back through the roadworks to Junction 29 for the A120 at Ardley. There are also delays where westbound on the Cymbeline Way and Lexton Road towards the A12 and on London Road through Stanway, and delays on the Ipswich Road southbound from the A12 and A120 to Cowdrey Avenue and other surrounding roads. So I guess that Colchester area is not a good place to be today. And also the A12 London-bound has slow-moving traffic between A120 Ardley, Junction 29 and Junction 25 for Marks Tay. And, of course, also we still have those 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. In Chelmsford, there are temporary traffic lights on Broomfield Road for gasworks at Valley Bridge, and you can expect delays on the approaches at the junction. Other than that, I can't see any other problems on the roads. As far as public transport is concerned, no problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. But if you're heading London-bound, note both the Central Line and Circle Line have minor delays due to a lack of trains. Well, there you go. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:29, you are fully up to date. And here's REM.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation of your teenage station. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and no
getting supernatural and super serious. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 Show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. And joining Joe once again today will be Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships. At 6, it's Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Sin City once again.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Mistakes that you did, I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did, you felt so hard.
Yeah!
The unmistakable voice of Pete Cetera, leading Chicago there in You're the Inspiration. And before that, it was Kelly Clarkson and Because of You. Now, as we've been telling you, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And Christmas is now under a fortnight away. And so, no doubt, we're all thinking about what items we're going to be stocking up on for our Christmas Day feast. But if you, as you sit down with your family to enjoy your Christmas dinner, just imagine how much greater your enjoyment would be, knowing that a Brentwood family in crisis would now have some festive items on their table, thanks to you. Now, I know that Brentwood Food Bank would dearly like to thank all those individuals and organisations who've already been providing donations, but please keep them coming. And getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. But if you prefer, you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Now we've got a complete change of pace now with Green, who are going to do the shimmy shimmy.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity
and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Sweet Little Mystery by Wet Wet Wet, which is something I was when I tried to get into the studio today. Got caught in an absolute torrential downpour. I just hope it's going to clear off before I have to clear off. Let's go off now to Valencia with George Bone.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my scars into your golden from my blue.
The new one from George Bone. And this is another track from the latest Rolling Stones album, Hackney Diamonds. This is Live by the Sword. Yeah, Rolling Stones from my album Pick of the Year, Hackney Diamonds, and Live by the Sword. And to take us to news time at 2, it's Aretha Franklin.
Baby, baby, sweet baby.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.